Bankrupt, as in $0 in his bank account. That's what this business owner just approached me with. That's gonna happen within weeks, not months or years, weeks. And he's gonna have to sink his entire life savings into it just to keep it going to the end of the year. And so I'm gonna sit down with Paul to help him fix his adventure park that he's already sunk $22 million in, which is absolutely insane. And I'm gonna give you a step-by-step roadmap on exactly what he needs to do to fix the business. And we're gonna check back in with him 90 days from now to see A, is he still alive? And B, did the business get fixed? But most importantly for you, if you're a business owner, I've scaled 10 businesses to $10 million in revenue, $3 to $100 million plus. And I think the biggest lesson I've learned in this entire process is that the tactics and principles that I apply to this business apply to many businesses because businesses behave in patterns. So with that being said, let's dive into the business.
What's happening, everybody?
So Paul, you ready?
Oh, I'm born ready.
All right. So tell me about the business.
Yeah. My name is Paul Fontanelli, founder of Boulder Adventure Park. We are an indoor family entertainment center in Grand Prairie, Texas. The story actually started 8 years ago.
Okay.
I dreamed it up. I was working in corporate America, kind of uninspired at the time, wanted to do something entrepreneurial. I have three young kids, wanted to get out of that and build a business. And
how much did you raise?
Raised eight. Total cost is $22 million.
Did you put the rest in?
Raise eight, the rest was debt.
Got it. Who paid for the debt?
Bank.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's a big loan.
It is a big loan. And that's part of what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we will. All right. So how does this thing make money?
So we're 4.8. We're not profitable yet. That's one of our biggest challenges is the profitability of it. Our goal is to get to $10 million revenue over the next few years. But what's really the goal, what we need to talk about today, is the next 90 days. So I'll come back to that, but that's a really big piece of kind of what we're doing today. Streams of revenue. This is the money slide, literally.
Yeah.
General admission, $32.46 per person with another $11 of in-park spend. They add on arcade, food and beverage, merchandise, you name it. This makes up about 70% of total revenue. Then we have a bunch of other groups in terms of church groups, social groups, et cetera. And then we literally just launched our summer camp campaign today.
I assume one of the biggest things Alex is gonna help me work on is data and metrics I'm not crystal clear on at the moment.
This is the take my medicine slide.
Yeah,
I own this. Yeah. I don't make excuses. The numbers that your team was asking helped me prepare and realize where some of our deficiencies are.
Yeah, it's really interesting for you because from a business perspective, it's like you're looking at outputs, not inputs.
Yeah.
So these numbers are inputs that create the outputs that you're accustomed to tracking. Because the core economic arbitrage of the business is LTV to CAC, right? Like that's the core arbitrage that we expand out, and then we just do it to infinity.
Yep.
So we actually start making a profit. Okay. Good to know.
So problems. The bad is we are demand constrained, right? But the good news is we can 10X the opportunity. The capacity is absolutely there. As you can see, peak days running at 50% of capacity, but admissions are down. We've had struggles with marketing, conversion rates, all of that has really been one of our challenges. And here's the final shit sandwich. We are cash constrained.
Since opening, we've struggled. And honestly, the hardest day was when my CFO sends me a cash flow. We're not going to make it to today. Like, we were that short. And it was like, do I give up? And it was like, no. Sorry. But I went home that night and I said, man, I'm not going to make it. The cash is not there. We won't even make it to this show. And that's when I said, it's all in. I looked at my 401k and I was like, put it all in, because it's the only way. Like, everybody's telling me don't do it, but if I'm gonna go out, I want to go all the way out. Like, it's all in. I mean, this show is once in a lifetime opportunity to sit down with the greatest business mind of our generation, in my opinion. I mean, it's priceless.
I'm at the point now, I'm putting my 401k in, which I believe in this business. I believe in the upside. I believe in this opportunity. I'm all in, which actually leads me to the next slide. This literally hit me yesterday, dude. And I was like, heard. You come, you fight for your life. Yeah. You said it earlier, we have nine lives, right? Like, I might be towards the end, but I'm here and I believe in it. And I know we've got the upside to make it happen.
We've got 14 days, right?
Yep, exactly.
Got
deep
it.
Breath. That's no, exactly I know. How I mean, I feel.
Yeah, I feel for you.
No, I appreciate it.
The issues, there's so much going on.
Absolutely.
I promise I'm going to do my absolute best to try and help.
I know you will.
So let me ask the other question, which is, what's your monthly nut that you need to make to break even?
Well, it's seasonal.
Extra.
Yeah. We need to probably be at $550,000 a month.
And you're at now what?
$400,000.
Okay, so you need $150,000. What's the debt service right now, monthly?
Monthly, it's going to be probably about $180,000.
Got it. So I'll tell you what I wrote down. So the first thing that we probably have to do is generate cash. And so what I want to do is sell basically the baddest offer that we could possibly imagine for a season pass to the list.
Okay.
And that's because, like, if we don't do this, there won't be a season for them to come home to. So we need to generate some cash.
May I suggest one idea? Shoot. Our summer camps, mm-hmm, is a huge opportunity to drive significant cash in a very short period of time, because the window that moms are booking summers is right now.
So we're May, June, July, August. So those are kind of the 4 months ahead.
Key.
Right? Yep. But then it goes into the slow season.
Slow season, yes.
Right. So we need to do more than just good during this time period. So we've got $600,000 extra that this has to make just to get us to the bad season. Yes. Right?
Correct.
How big's the team? Sales team?
Sales team right now is 3 people.
Okay, because if we have, let's say we have this month, if we were to announce tomorrow, basically, because that's the time zone we're in, I'm going to bet average ticket's going to be like $1,200.
That's where our third offer was for $2,000. You can come any week, anytime.
Oh, so you could do 5 days a week the whole summer for $2,000?
Correct.
That so was, basically buy 4, get 10?
Yep, that was meant to be the Grand Slam offer.
That is compelling. Okay, so...
And that way mom or dad could just drop their kid off any day, anytime.
Understood.
Yep.
So let's say that the average ticket is $1,200,
$1,300.
Sure. So if it's $1,200 is the average ticket and they can close 15 of those a day, we're looking at called 16,000 a day, something like that.
Yep.
So that would get us an extra $450,000. That's not enough.
Well, the demand for summer is automatically going to boost revenue. I was optimistically shooting for about $200,000, mm-hmm, in summer camps, and that would have been a win. If you and I can dial that in and get, you know, even close to what you're saying, it's going to put us in a strong position.
I do like the summer angle because I think people will spend a lot of money for their kids. Because if we decide that this is the offer, right, then we'll drive the whole email list here. I mean, honestly, you just need to hammer the list because it's now or never,
yep,
right? We have to hammer the list. I think we take as much of that cash as we possibly can, and then we drive that back into ads.
Love it.
And then again, feed it through.
I love it.
So I want to get still a little bit clearer on the summer camp offer,
because
we have kind of one shot at getting it right.
Yep.
So current is 300 for times three, three days per week.
Exactly. 500 times five.
Yeah.
2,000 any day.
And that's for the whole summer.
Correct.
I'm going to pull the funnel up. This looks nice.
Trying to follow your
recommendations. Good. It looks good. I like this. I like that.
Okay.
That's cool. My big fear as a parent would be, is my kid going to fall and die? That's pretty big.
Safety is our number one.
Yeah, no. I think if we can accommodate that, this should probably drop off the page, this kind of header.
Okay.
Because it's...
Not any value?
Right. It's the most valuable real estate on here.
Okay.
We also have like 4 banners. So we have this banner, we have this banner, we have this banner, and we have this banner.
Yep.
We want to have basically one banner.
Okay.
So it's like, what's the most important thing?
Okay.
I think this is probably the most important thing.
Yeah.
Because we want to let them know the times.
Now.
I think we can get rid of this thing.
Okay.
This is basically a repeating of this.
Yeah.
So I'd get rid of both of these.
Okay.
I would put this Google review stuff. So you already have it here. So I think you probably can just nix it.
Yep.
I do like this little badge. Basically, you want to put trust right next to the action.
Okay.
So you have this parent rating right around the button. So that feels okay.
Yep.
I won't put something around injury. So like, do you know how many like hospital visits? I just want to show an obvious stat, which is like last year, 0 falls.
Yep. Understood.
I would just put that.
Okay.
Because that's what I want to know. Okay. That's good. I like that. Day one money back guarantee. Okay. That's really good. Because that's obviously like, what if he doesn't like it? Whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good. See, these are the reviews. It's like, I'd rather have that than this one.
Got it.
It's like, it's also relevant to the specific thing. That's good.
And we are going to be recording a VSL.
Yeah. I was like, the only thing I think it needs is a video.
Where would you put it?
Probably right at the top.
Okay.
So it'd be like headline thing.
So.
And then I would just cut all this. Because it looks like too much text.
Yep.
It's like,
yeah,
that's the main part.
So that's perfect.
So those are the funnel tweaks that I would make on the actual page. So it's been 90 days. I think it's way more interesting to see what actually happened. So let's check back in with Paul.
All right. So the next thing Alex taught me was how to clean up the landing page. And what we found out, by far, the best thing on that page was the VSL. There's a reason Alex talks about the VSL. The VSL helped a ton. We even used the VSL to put it into ads, and it was our best converting ads.
Well, good. I'm glad that worked. That's how that works. Give them more information and people will want to buy more. Now let's talk about like how we're going to drive traffic to that offer. So we have the brick and mortar. So these are the flows. And like, I'm only focusing on one thing because you don't have the luxury of time.
Sure.
And so we basically need to make one bet. The season pass was my original guess, but I think summer is going to make more sense.
Yep.
So that's what we're going to run.
Okay.
Okay. So we have our email list.
Yep.
As our sources of traffic. Number two, we have our attach general admission attach rates. We can do that.
What do you mean by attach rates?
The emotion.
Okay.
I can say emotion. That makes it easier. And then we have our paid ads direct. Okay. So if this is, these are our kind of our four, call it our four flows that are going to run into this.
Beautiful.
Right?
Yep.
So on the paid ads, I'm going to say a unspeakable video clips.
Okay.
As probably the first primary way of the actual creative for the ads.
Okay.
B is we want to have the offer, which I would experiment with buy four, get 10 weeks free, or get 6 weeks free.
Okay.
And that might fucking destroy. So
yeah, it's good.
Buy four, get six is pretty solid. I like that a lot. That's pretty good. I would also, so 2,000 divided by 10 is 200. So as low as 200 per week.
Okay.
As another angle.
Yep.
I'm thinking about different front end. All right. So if we're going to the front end, all right. So we have a buy X, get Y free offer.
Yep.
Right, as a version of that. We have a, this is kind of the early bird. So I would use early bird as an angle.
Okay.
And then just pair it, buy four, get six. Also buy 1 month, get whole summer.
That's a good way to say it.
Free.
Yep.
And these are all, and the thing is they all mean the same thing, but the one's going to convert
back. Which one clicks, exactly.
Yeah, so this is basically add early bird too. It's like, why is he doing that? Because early bird. It's like we have to always answer the reason why we're making an offer.
Got it.
So buy four, get six. Buy 1 month, get whole summer. Buy 1 month, get two free.
Yep.
That's good. If you want this to go mental, but the question is like, I'm only a little bit worried about your sales team's ability to actually like call all the leads. All so right. this is probably what I would consider to be like the fundamentally sound way of approaching this.
Okay.
If you wanted to go ballistic, which we might just need ballisticness.
I like the sound of it.
Then we do the full summer offer, right?
Okay.
We'll just call it $2,000 private summer camp. Private summer experience or camp giveaway. And so that means that one person that you pick gets the whole camp for free. This is first place. I want to have second place be like the core offer, which is $1,000 off. But the core offer is this. Okay, hold on. So we can say the value. So if we have $500 a week times 10, so it's $5,000.
Yes.
Right? So $5,000. And then we could make this second place is $3,000 off.
Yep.
For the whole summer.
Okay.
That sounds sexy.
Yeah.
And then let's run this.
So $5,000 value, I get that. And then what's the $3,000 off?
Off the $5,000.
Got it.
So then it's the $2,000 ticket.
Okay, right? Got it.
So this is the first and second place prize.
Okay.
Make sure that you say more than one person can win second place, just so you're legal and compliant.
Okay.
By all means, I'm not an attorney. Run this by your attorneys, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you're responsible for your own decisions. And these results may vary in financial performance, et cetera. Okay.
Yep.
But just more than one winner. But at the end of the day, honestly, This is going to be the humdinger. Okay. If you just lead with $5,000 private summer camp full summer experience giveaway.
Yep.
Second place prize wins $3,000 off.
We're offering a prize to give away summer camp every day this summer for your entire family, up to three kids. Here's how it works. When you opt in, you're entering to win an all summer camp pass for your entire family, up to three kids. That means you can drop your kids off here at Boulder any day that camp is going on, whenever you choose. This is an unbelievable offer valued at over $20,000 for up to three kids in your family. All you have to do is opt in to have a chance to win. Even if you don't win, everybody that opts in to enter is going to win a scholarship summer camp offer from Boulder so your kids can have the best summer camp experience of their lives. Enter for a chance to win.
So you just needed to use the word free. Otherwise, the rest of this is all really good. It's got good visuals. He's good energy. He started with the really expensive thing, so it's anchored, so they know that it's going to be pricey if they want to buy. The only thing I would have done differently is I wouldn't say everyone is going to win a scholarship, because that kind of removes the excitement out of winning or getting a scholarship. So I would have just tweaked it so you just say more than one person can win, and you have your first and second place prize. And you should have just said first place prize is this, second place prize is this, and then during the 7-day countdown done the drawing, and then that's when you contact people and say, hey, you got one of the second place prizes. Tiny tweak, but it makes a pretty big difference in conversion. But the actual creative itself, like the actual the energy, the vibe, the camera, the like how they showed everything, really good. Fundamentally sound. Because the thing is we have to run this fast, because they got to know if they're going to do it, right? So this is going to basically be 7-day, like a 7 to 10 day campaign.
Okay.
After you select the winner, you then call all these leads.
Yep.
To then sell them using the standard offer.
Perfect.
Which is this.
Yep.
And then basically you kick off the campaign that runs to the page that you just went to.
Okay.
And then you'll call all those leads.
Yep.
So this will give you a flood of leads. It's going to be 7 days. We're going to cram. We're going to push the email here. We're going to push the paid ads to here.
Love it.
And then phones follow up. I'm going to draw this out for you. So we're going to have giveaway ads plus page. And this is just a landing page.
Those are going to be great.
All right. And you just want to have a countdown timer at the top, because that's what creates the urgency around it. And then with this, just send an email and text of how many days left until the drawing.
Got it.
And then on that day, pick one person. Congratulations, you won.
Yep.
Great. And then everybody else, hey, congratulations, you won second prize.
Yep.
Right. And then you have to put another count out for them to claim it, which is like our summer camp's filling up. Brilliant. So in order to make, otherwise they're not going to claim it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have 72 hours to claim your claim your second place. All right. So
and that's what I'm sending them, the landing page.
Yeah. Okay. So 7-day countdown, and then 72 hours to claim second. Then after that, we fire off the buy 4 get 6 variations that were just typed over there. And then basically you have to run this until the cows come home. But
yeah.
And then on the thank you page for the giveaway, make sure this is legal in your state. So this is not me saying this is legal. Make sure that the laws of your area allow this. On the thank you page, have an opt-in that says, do you have any other parents who have kids? You can send them this page. So it just gives them a copyable link, and then they can forward it to a friend. And for every person that you send to opt-in, you get an additional drawing in the giveaway.
Brilliant. Because parents love when their kids go with their friends' kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
So plus one referral ticket. And so here we go. So you're going to give away two of these. Right. So one goes to the winner. Yep. And if you're the person who referred the winner, you get it too.
Awesome.
That way they can. So if you just refer yourself, if you just do it for you, you've got a shot. If you refer 100 friends, you have 100 more chances
to
win.
She referred you, so she wins too. All right, here's what I want you to do. You call her, put me on three-way, and then you get to tell her the good news.
Okay, hold on, okay?
All right.
One eternity later.
I called you and didn't tell you to hold on, right? So guess what? Or have some. We won. Come again.
Let's go.
One of the fun things about giveaways is that like you actually do give something away. And so it always feels good to just, you know, help somebody out or help a business owner out or a parent out or whatever your business is. So it's one of like the nice feel goods. And you usually typically get a lot of good, you get a lot of good media out of it. So it's like you can't not win with that offer if you have the right pieces for it. It absolutely slaps. Once we run this whole play, then we have to flip the campaign to this. And this offer might have to change as the summer moves on. Okay. But I think this becomes the call it evergreen structure for the summer.
Okay.
This becomes the launch. And the benefit of this is that we're advertising the big number. And so when it gets dropped down all the way to $300,
I love that.
It feels like nothing, right? And you're attracting people who want this big thing. And so when you get on the phone, you don't have to sell them the big package. They already said they wanted it.
This is a master at work. You're so good at this.
Get it to work.
Keep going. You're doing it.
But I think this is the best shot you have.
I love it.
The cash that you need.
I love it.
But that's basically, this is how do we get you through? Because basically at the rate you're at now, you have 90 days of burn. Correct. But if we make money, then all of a sudden that pushes
and
out.
Like and like you said, that then feeds the next business unit.
Right.
Yep.
There's a lot of stuff, but.
Sure.
There's only a few moves that are going to make you the amount of money that you need that's material.
The leads were coming in good. Cost per lead was better than what we'd gotten on any other lead we'd ever had before.
Yes. Yes.
Things were really improving. I was getting excited. Then, because of the 7-day urgency, the timer of how long the giveaway was doing, the last 48 hours were crazy. Leads just started coming in like crazy because the giveaway was
ending. If you ever do giveaways or launches, whatever you think is going to happen, you'll usually get somewhere between a third and half of your leads in the last 48 hours. So if you have like a 6-week long campaign, still the last 48 hours. And every time you think, oh no, it's not going to be like that, I promise you it's going to be exactly like that. So you have to model it out, because in the middle, there's this kind of stretch where you feel like an absolute moron because nothing's working, because it's just like the lead costs start going up. But just like you have to keep going on it, keep gassing it, and then you will just hit it through the ceiling, if that's a saying.
At the very end, we got 3,700 leads.
Mind you, this is a local market. So that's a lot of leads. It's like 120 leads per day. We'll see how he converted them. But yeah, that's it.
It's brilliant.
Cool.
We'll run it.
That's the play.
And we will execute it. Alex, thank you.
Appreciate you, man.
No, I appreciate
you. Sorry, you're in a hard
spot. It's okay.
Smooth seas do not make a strong sailor,
there you go.
Pithy saying is. All right, let's look at where we're at in the scaling roadmap. How many employees do you have? 1,000?
150.
Yeah. This business is so tough. How many are like not just day workers?
Yeah, good. Probably about 10.
Okay, so that's probably more.
I think that's realistic, the way to look at it.
Yep. So you're like between these two phases, between prioritize and productize.
Yeah.
Basically, what we did here is we're spending more on niche down messaging, which is the new offer, right?
Okay.
We made something new to sell them, which is the product.
Yeah.
Sales aids and materials, that's gonna be the VSL that you're gonna put on the landing page.
Yep.
By the way, if you're curious, have you been through this kind of roadmap before?
I have,
Yeah. Is it good?
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah, so.
I used it last night to prepare.
There we go. So it's free. If you're a business owner, you're like, I don't know what phase I'm in. Each of these little squares has like a huge explanation behind it to know exactly where you're at for your business and how to apply it. And again, it's all free. You can go grab it.
All right. So once I finished filming with Alex and we knew the play was summer camp giveaways, I got to work immediately. I went in the hallway at ACQ's headquarters. I rolled out my piece of paper from Alex, called my marketing guy, Kai, and I'm like, let's get to work. We started talking about it right there, figuring out what needed to change, what needed to be updated. He flew with me to Vegas, so I left ACQ, went back to the hotel room in Vegas and worked all night on the changes that needed to be made, the ads that needed to be written, the technical updates that had to be done. Everything had to be done quick, because in business, speed is key.
Well, good. I'm glad he took action. What we did was we just bought him, if he executes everything, 3 more months to live. And so sometimes a lot of entrepreneurship is just buying the next week, the next month, the next payroll. It's tough. I mean, you got to give it to him. There's a lot of grit. Like, just, I mean, even at the end when he's like, I'll put my whole life savings into like what he saved his whole career as a, you know, in the financial field to doing this. Like, I have a lot of respect for it. He may find that this offer just absolutely murders. I mean, it's the best shot I can think of how do you generate cash ethically within this season? And so we can pull out of that cash forward, which is the whole purpose of the Money Models book. And that gives them a couple different angles to hit it from. And so like Jeff Bezos talks about how if you have a 10% chance at 100-to-1 return, you should take that bet every time, even though you're going to be wrong 9 times out of 10. The only element that adds an element of realty to that is you should take that bet every time, but most entrepreneurs go in with only enough money to play two hands. And so that's like, do you still take that bet where you actually have only a 20% chance of winning, even if it's 100x return, but you only have two hands worth to play? And I think that's more realistic of like what, you know, his particular situation is. I didn't get to know him well enough to like, I don't know what his team, I don't know if they're able, I don't know if any of that stuff, but I feel pretty confident that that offer will work. Paul, what's cooking, man?
Still going, brother.
Still going?
Did
you have to put your 401k in?
Yeah, whole thing.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the life, right?
All right. So what would you do? Did you run the play? Like what?
Yeah.
Walk me through what you've done.
Ran the play.
Mm-hmm.
We got an insane amount of leads. Like so much so that it we didn't have the manpower to deliver what we needed to deliver to close the leads.
Better than the alternative problem.
I'm only a little bit worried about your sales team's ability.
We got 3,700 leads and we're trying to call these leads. I mean, I got a minuscule sales team, right? And so we ran the play. Don't get me wrong. And we did good. We did 325% increase compared to prior year in summer camps. So that's good news. Yeah. But it could have been so much higher if we had the proper manpower and call sequence and all of the SDRs.
The leads,
the true model, which is we just didn't have it in that time.
I mean, I do think that is still your Grand Slam offer. And if you have a 10-to-1 play that you put every dollar you put in, you get 10 back, you should run that play a whole lot of times. So I think what we can do is like probably just need to scale up the sales team a little bit. And you can run the same play just for birthdays.
Birthdays is our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Right. And that
and
is
year round. You can run it and you just don't need to spend 20. You can spend 2 or 3
and then
you can scale it up. Anything else that we talked about that you did?
Yeah. I got to Unspeakable. He gave us permission to start running ads with his videos, which you talked about, and they're converting strong. And we've been seeing that like our admissions has doubled in visitation just over the last, 4 to 6 weeks.
All right, so that is the plan. So giveaways for birthdays, and then you probably need to bring on a couple salespeople to handle the volume. And I wouldn't be afraid of hiring salespeople because as long as you have lead flow, salespeople will always make you more than the price for them. So like I would just don't be afraid of that. That's growth spend.
Okay.
Very low risk.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Beautiful.
All right. Yeah. Do you feel hopeful?
I do. The team is stronger than ever. And now with these models starting to kind of find their way, like there's foundation being built that's stronger than it's ever been. And that's a really good thing.
Well, good. Well, I love to hear it. And I think I'll see you soonish.
I can't wait, man. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you, Paul.
All right.
Yeah. So it's interesting is like, I think one of the big issues that he was dealing with was cash flow. And so cash flow is the constraint. So we had to generate as much cash as possible, which means you need a really strong attraction offer, which we cracked. Now, what he did here is he took and made a second attraction offer with birthday parties, and it worked just as gangbusters as the first, which is honestly insane in a really good way. And so he now has two front-end offers that are gangbuster napalm offers that just can blow up. So his actual constraint right now, and I'll see what he thinks it is sales, right? So like him getting even more leads on another offer, if he still can't convert them, it doesn't really matter. But if he had the cash flow, he'd be able to hire the people, he'd be able to get his, building up to capacity, he'd be able to be profitable. And so like right now, that is the absolute clear constraint because cash flow in and of itself is the problem, but you don't just like, you can't solve cash flow. You have to do the things that create cash flow. And so generating leads and then selling them, which then comes after making the offer. That's the sequence that we had to do. We cracked the first one. Now it's just actually the blocking and tackling of like work the leads, sell the leads. That's it. I have a lot of heart for Paul because I understand what it's like to go through like very hard times like this. Unfortunately, I've had to go through more than my fair share in business, which is why I could speak to it. If I had to give Paul one incredibly strong compliment, is that he has a really positive attitude about everything. Many people would be really sad and depressed in this moment, and he's like got a smile on his face. He's got super high energy. You know, like if you were about to lose your business and put all your savings in, like you would probably not be making ads like this or have this kind of like overall vibe. And I think whether it's this or something else, like I can probably say that Paul will not give up. And if you look at a long enough time horizon when he's 80 plus years old and looking back, he'll have figured it out. Is it possible for Paul to lose if he doesn't stop? Not really. He might change vehicles, but he'll just keep trying. And I think that that's probably the biggest lesson that anyone can take from Paul. All right. And so that was this episode of Scale or Fail. Stay tuned for the next one as they all compete for $100,000 in a year of working on scaling.
Also, what do you think about my beard? I haven't trimmed it in like 90 days. I'm trying to get like the Hermosi beard going, but I'll clean it up. See you soon.